Blog Talk Radio.
Strong zone off pound for pound, number one. Charlie's the greatest. What's up, everybody? All right. Look at the title. Charlie Zonoff is the king of boxing. We go. Mayweather Jr. is a troll. Floyd Mayweather Jr., this clown. Listen, I don't know how many more times I can expose him. I beat Deontay Wilder. He's on Facebook. He has a picture, or Wilder has a picture of him and Mayweather standing next to each other like friends and shit. You know what I mean? Okay, well, I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw. Wilder would, you know, he's 6'7". He would obviously kill Mayweather. You know what I mean? Okay, but I'm not that much heavier than Mayweather. And I beat Wilder. Well, how come Mayweather doesn't have any wins over Wilder? Okay, so that means I'm the best in the world. You know what I'm saying? This clown's on a commercial saying that he's the best. Dude, get in the ring with me, man. Your father, come on, his dad got in the ring with me. His dad, like, they're like, Floyd, put a mouthpiece. I always like, oh, he ain't going to hit me. Like, he was being a... Mayweather Sr. was being a cocky fuck, you know. He was like, oh, he ain't even gonna hit me. You know. The motherfucker got dropped in, like, the opening seconds of the fight. The whole world seen it. I mean, that fight, one of the most famous boxing matches of all time, Charlie Zonoff. KO's Mayweather Sr. And, you know, they titled it falsely. A lot of these haters, these people are just sick in the head. I remember somebody uploaded and put the actual title. It was a KO, not a TKO, but whatever. They put Charlie Zonoff and TKO's Mayweather Sr. Listen, it's just ridiculous. Just the same with Wilder. I TKO'd Wilder. They're putting that he fucking knocked me out. And I nearly knocked Wilder out of the ring. What the fuck is wrong with these people? In the back of the head knockdown? And then, okay, but he got, in that fight, he got punched in the body twice. And then when he landed that lucky shot against me, what did he do? He threw while I was down. That's a fucking disqualification automatically. Universal rule. Charlie Zonoff winning by DQ. Still the fucking champion. What happened after that? What do? Continue winning? Motherfuckers saying that I'm not going to be the same after that knockdown. All this bullshit. Dude, I nearly fucking knocked his head off in the ring. Like, I physically, fairly, legitimately beat Deontay Wilder. He never beat me. He got DQ'd. A DQ loss is not a win. He lost. Okay? That's it. But yeah, this man with a junior clown, right? So his dad gets embarrassed by me. This moron never, ever wanted to fight. Dude, I've seen fucking Paul Spadafora, the skinny, weak fucking twig, this fucking bitch-ass fucking anorexic fucking paid professional actor, Paul Spadafora. You understand? Like, I'm backing up guys like Jules Waller, Derek the Giant, Jacob. I'm smashing Deontay Wilder, one punch to the jaw. This guy flies the fuck away. What the fuck, man? This Paul Spadafora, okay, was sparring, but he still beat Mayweather Jr.'s ass, man. And Paul Spadafora fucking sucks, man. That dude, fuck, he's garbage. What the fuck? And this clown Mayweather Jr. saying he's the best in the world? He's delusional, man. He's fucking, him and his fans are delusional. You fucking clowns are retarded. Hey. I'm going to Ukraine in 3 weeks. My trip has been delayed. My probation ends on the 30th of April, all right? I'm going to Ukraine in 3 weeks to move in with my wife, correct? No. After the embassy lets her out to the States, guess where me and my wife are moving? Las Vegas. Before Mayweather's, watch your fucking backs. You fucking bitches. Hey, listen, no threat, man. But a promise. That will embarrass all of you in the ring. Oh, wait, I already knocked one of you out, right? Oh, shit. Mayweather Sr. I knocked, oh, okay, I beat him, right? Yeah. Exactly. Now, I need to get Junior and Roger. I want to beat all these clowns, literally. I want to knock out Mayweather Jr. and Roger Mayweather, both of these idiots, man. I'm sick of these fucking people making me want to throw up, man. You know what I'm saying? These fucking actors, man. You clowns suck, man. Type Charlie Zonoff versus Jules Waller, man. There's fucking hundreds of angles, man, of that fight, man. No, but watch the actual footage, like the HD, man. I rushed Jules Waller Okay, we're talking a guy who's 260 pounds, and he's also a TV fighter, super heavyweight. This guy's one fucking punch would knock Mayweather. He would knock Mayweather's head off. You understand? Mayweather would never even fight him. I fought him. I embarrassed him, man. The way I jabbed him, the way I boxed against him, dude, it was, I'm the greatest, man. I'm the best ever. You understand? Yeah, I'm number one. Put it like this. Mayweather Jr., he's not even top 10, man. You know why? Because all the heavyweights that I beat, they would knock him out. So he's not even top 10 boxer in the world. What the fuck? You fucking clowns, you mainstream boxing bots, trolls, retards, you people have need fucking help. You saw the last video that I posted? I stopped Jacob with that left hook? That motherfucker would kill Mayweather Jr. That motherfucker's 200 pounds, MMA, and fucking kickboxing, man. Underground, real fighter, man. I'll crush his ass, man. Yeah, but Jacob would fuck up a lot of other fighters. He lost to me because I'm the best. I'm number one. Yeah, but I'm saying if he fought somebody else, if he fought, oh, yeah, he would do some damage, man. Yeah, but I damaged him. But see, he's 200 pounds. I'm challenging myself. I don't handpick my opponents. I don't fucking like, oh, okay, let's see. Should I fight this guy? Should I fight? Now I'm gonna fight all these motherfuckers, man. That's the definition of a real champion. You understand? See, I go to the gym. I get my gloves. Well, both gloves. Yeah. A lot of these guys did Gonzalez, right? Gonzalez wore my gloves. I smashed them with my other gloves. But yeah, do you see what I'm saying? Like, I take two pairs of gloves so that, you know, just, but Jacob had his own gloves, you know what I'm saying? He was, yeah, a lot of, Alu had gloves on when I punched him, bare knuckle. Yeah, the Alu fight, it was, you know, one punch fight, man. I've had fucking so many one punch TKOs, KOs, man. I lost count, man. I had a lot. I think that was my 19th one punch knock. I got to look at my record, man. I had so many. It was, you know, bare knuckle and yeah. Hey, in the ring, I one shot at Deontay Wilder, man. I even had him in the ring. Listen to this. I go to the gym and I challenge everybody, mainstream fighters, underground fighters, and I beat all of them. Now that is a champion. That is the definition. Pound for pound. You hear me, Floyd Mayweather Jr., you fucking moron, you fucking clown, you fucking fake motherfucker. You're not even close to the best. If you think you're the best boxer, maybe in your own fucking head. You and your fans, you're all fucking delusional. You people fight, listen, you fight twice a year, son. I won two fights in one day. In March. No, that day that I smashed that heavyweight, when I jabbed him and he flew, I beat a heavyweight from K1, Mansfield, 250 fucking pounds. The motherfucker outweighs you by 100 fucking pounds. More. You're 147? He's 250. He outweighs you by 103 pounds. Clown, beat him in 5 seconds. Countered him with a lead right hand. Boom. Son of a bitch quit. Right after that, destroyed another heavyweight. And after that, I wanted to fight a third guy that's saying nobody wanted to do it. I wanted to beat three motherfuckers in the same day. I did it before, but I wanted to physically beat three motherfuckers. Fucking bitch-ass clown Mayweather, man. I swear, man. You understand how much, it would be a step back for me to even share a ring with this fucking joker. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather Jr. Because he's so small. He's a fucking midget. I would kill this guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally going up against... Like, I'm not a small guy. You know what I mean? If you see me in real life, like, I look bigger in real life than I do on the videos. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm 160. I'm a tall middleweight. But in the videos, I'm fighting heavyweights that make me look... You know, compared to them, like Derek the Giant, like against him, I look small. You know, come on, I'm a lot smaller than Derek the Giant. He's 6'4", 300 pounds. But I'm beating the fuck out of him. I'm beating his ass so bad. I literally retired him that night, man. He never came back, man. EJ's a liar. EJ said that Dijon beat, the Dijon outboxed Derek too. Where's the video? He has a bunch of videos of Dijon fighting these fucking, mentally retarded retards at that gym. I don't know. But how come there's no video of Dijon fighting Derek if he beat Derek? He did, because he never beat Derek. Either that fight never occurred. EJ's lying because EJ's a piece of shit. He's a liar. He's a fucking clown. Or it did happen and Derek knocked him the fuck out and they don't want to put the footage out. But I don't know. Then Derek would put it out. I don't know. I don't think it happened. And if it would happen, Derek Dijon would murder Dijon. Listen, I've been in the ring. I fought both of them. Dijon's a clown. He's a clown, I'm telling you. Derek Dijon would destroy him. I mean, seriously, I've hit both of them, and I've been hit by both of them. And I'm telling you that Derek has a lot more power. Yeah, no shit, Dijon. He may be a little quicker than Derek because he's lighter. He's like 230, and Derek's 300. But Derek's a lot stronger. And Dijon's a sprinter. He's a runner. He's a pussy. He tried to do that fucking after Muhammad Ali bullshit against me in the ring. I'm like, motherfucker. Come on. In the beginning of the fight, I fucking destroyed this clown. It wasn't my best day. And since I have so much momentum right now, look, I hit him in the head 3 times. I went, bah, 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 3 times. And the son of a bitch pushed me against the bench press. He lost. You know what I mean? He got humiliated. He brought all these people to support him, and you know, and he lost. And that's why he did what he did in the end and all that shit. And I beat his ass in the ring. I jabbed him to death in the body. I jabbed him so many times that his few pussy headshots he landed, it didn't do anything because he was still behind on points. He was way behind on points. And plus the first round where I smashed him with those 3 hooks to the head, listen, Dijon Daniels lost. You delusional haters that say he won, get some help. He did not win. Nobody's ever beaten me. That's 79-0, motherfuckers, undefeated for a fucking reason. Now, listen to this. So, again, back to Mayweather Jr. I beat all these heavyweights, right? These heavyweights would kill Mayweather, man. Therefore, fighting Mayweather, what would be the point? The point would be just to physically hurt him, shut him up, and put an end to this bullshit. They feature this guy way too much, and it's just this clown fights once, twice a year. I mean, it's like, I won 3 fights in 14 days. That's 14 days is 2 weeks. I beat 3 guys in 2 weeks. Broken finger with a broken finger. I mean, come on. Last year, 23 fucking wins, man. No shit, I'm the greatest of all time. I mean, that's hands down, man. I'm the best boxer of all time, number one. Because I'm number one, am I saying the number two, number three, number four shouldn't get credit? No. I'm not going to be self-centered and say, okay, only I should get the credit, another fighter shouldn't. I'm not saying that. Yeah, real fighters, of course they should get credit. But Mayweather's not a real fighter. And neither is Vladimir Klitschko. No, they're not. No, they are not. They are mainstream fucking boxers, and mainstream boxers are shitty, overrated fighters. That's it. Listen, if these clowns are real, they would fight a lot more often. You understand? Yeah, Vladimir Klitschko, hey, clown, we can rent any venue. I'll pay for it. And I'll make you pay. No, I'm saying we rent a venue, put a ring. I'll even buy the fucking ring. We'll put whatever ring. Yeah, I'll buy any ring. Fucking, what is it, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, however, I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I'll buy any ring. You're getting knocked out. There's no fucking commission. There's none of that bullshit. In the underground, we put on gloves and we fight. Gladiator era, motherfucker. None of that fucking bullshit promoter. How much am I getting paid? All this fucking crap. No, none of that. None of that. I'm going to train for 6 months and then we're going to fight. No. None of that bullshit. We're either going to fight or you're a bitch. Pick. That's how we handle shit in the underground. In the underground, it's the real shit. Hardcore, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff, 79 tries, 79 failed. If you tried Vlad, you failed too. You'd be victim number 80. Maybe the junior, you're not even worth the match. Deontay Wilder, how did that snap feel, Mark? How did that snap your jaw? And you literally knew it would fly out of the ring. I swear, if those ropes were like Well, a little lower, he would have flown out and got that way. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh man, that would have been legendary. That would have been legendary. Yeah, in 3 weeks, I'm moving in with my wife. My trip got delayed, but this time for sure, I saw it in the computer that they printed it out. April 30. That's it. I'm going to get my passport. I got to wait a few days, and this is it. I'm out here. Yeah, so, listen, I could fight the same day. Just pay a professional actor event, maybe with a Pacquiao. But there's no point. I already beat everybody. What's the point? I won so many fights. If I want, maybe end of April or something like that. I don't know. It's just not a good idea to go to the gym right now because I beat down so many people there. I can't risk anything, man. Listen, my wife is more important than boxing and all this thing. You know, boxing is very important. I'm a champ and everything, but my wife is number one. Man. I love her, you know what I'm saying? She loves me. Let me tell you something, man. When I tell my wife that I love her, you know what she tells me? You know what she tells me every time? She tells me I love you even more. No girl's ever done that thing before. Before I met her, it was always me putting all the effort in it all these fucking, you know, stupid exes I had, they would never care about me. They would never give a shit. You know, they were just, I don't know. But she cares about me. She loves me. She always calls me. She's head over heels for me. This woman is Ms. Valadon, baby, till the end. And all 79 for her. All right, what do we tell her? Like, when we talk on the phone, I'm like, baby, I'm about to go to the gym right now, and I'm going to seriously hurt somebody, and I'm going to beat them. I'm going to beat them for you, baby. Do you see how I perform? Hey, I got a wife. I got a really beautiful woman in my life, and I tell you, women are very powerful, and, you know, motivation, you know what I'm saying? So some of you haters are single and fucking, you haters are like, what, 50-year-old virgin, you know what I mean? You motherfuckers don't have any fucking women. You don't know what it feels like to be married. I do. I'm married. That's what I'm saying. Imagine when I'm going to be with her in real life. Imagine when I, you know, bring her to the fights. When I'm, oh my God, man. Whew. My wife Daria is at the fights. Here's what I got to tell my opponents, man. My motherfucking condolences, son. 79-0, baby. Greatest of all time, got 79. My last win against a professional kickboxer, man. Come on, now. Wasn't just some random big dude at the gym. Ooh, this motherfucker was a fighter, dude. This guy, I will, man. Hey, if I hit Mayweather with that hook, he'd quit too, man. I mean, yeah, we're talking 6'4" heavyweight. Why isn't Mayweather? Hey, if he's the best in the world, why is he fighting Pacquiao? Pacquiao's tiny. My jab would knock out Pacquiao, man. What the fuck? Literally, I'd be with Jill Zavala. All right, Jill Zavala. What Jill Zavala? What Mayweather and Pacquiao fight Jill Zavala? Jill Zavala would knock them out, both of them, and the same. He would kill these guys. Come on, man. You all know this, man. Honestly, the Derek the Giant, the Deontay Wilder, Jacob. Hell, that, as much as I hate him, but that EFC guy that bear hugged me and I punched him in the head 10 times, that guy would fucking kill me with a Pacquiao. He was 185 pounds. In boxing, fake stream boxing, what was that, a cruiserweight? Okay, well, he would kill me with a Pacquiao. I fucking killed him. I destroyed him. I hit him 10 times in the head. No, I total punched that. It was like 12-3. 12-4, 12-3. He landed some lucky punches, but I landed 12 headshots on him. Yeah, I destroyed him. Once I connected on him, he grabbed on and I went bah, 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 and that was it for him. This is it. And but you understand? I'm fighting very often. I'm not only the fastest, best boxer in the world, best of all time. 6 power shots in half a second against Carlos Vasquez. I mean, come on. Nobody can do that, man. I mean, fuck. Nobody. I was surprised. I was like, me and Curtis were watching the tape. I was telling Curtis, I'm like, fuck, did I do this shit? I'm like, this is like This is literally, I mean, it says on my ghost shirt, inhuman. I mean, I'm a human, but that, what I did right there, that's inhuman. That's some shit that, like, fucking, like, let's say you're playing a video game. Okay, what I did in real life, in the ring, like, you're playing a video, any video game, right? You're trying to fucking do some crazy move to beat the game, right? And you're, just, and you're going to use the cheat codes, and you got to do the, to bust this move. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's some fucking supernatural shit that I did in the ring, and I did it in real life. And I'm proud to say that my name is Charlie Zelenoff, man, because Charlie Zelenoff landed that fucking combo. That combo is called the Killer Six. You see, I named my own combo. I created my own fighting style. I named my own combo, and I landed it against a fucking heavyweight. Now, that is what I call the greatest of all time. A legend, the GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff, not this bitch, Mayweather. I am the GOAT. I am pound for pound, number one. Cemented, baby. Number one. You understand me? Making a big deal. It's Marcelo, 49-0, 49-0. Hey, 79-0. 30 more wins. I got more fucking knockouts than he had wins total, man. Marciano, man, you can get a goddamn time machine. You put him in the fucking ring with me, you'd think fucking 10 planes fucking crashed into him, man. Listen, I never wish death on anybody, all right? I'm not going to, you know, but seriously, if I hit Marciano, he'd get knocked out cold. On my worst day, I'd outbox him silly. And I'd stop him on my worst day. On my best day, he goes to sleep. On my worst day, he gets stopped. And he gets outboxed and stopped. He, I mean, way too slow. His head is just right there to be hit. Marciano, it would just be too easy. It would be too easy. Yeah, like if he was around right now, or if I was around at that time, I would have knocked him the fuck out. He wouldn't be on the feet. Yeah. He just didn't fight Charlie Zelenoff. That's it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Muhammad Ali, again, sprinter, runner. I mean, you losing to guys like Ken Norton, Larry Holmes, Joe Frazier. Yeah, Charlie Zelenoff, man. Don't even dare. Don't even dare, motherfucker. Mike Tyson, Kevin McBride, man. Come on, man. You can't beat Kevin McBride, man. You don't even... And you call yourself a boxing legend, man? Shit. Man, that's embarrassing. Mike Tyson has mental problems. Man. Didn't he have mental problems? This guy admitted he has mental problems. And it's like when you go on a Mike Tyson video, these fucking retarded trolls that hate on me, you see them praising him. You're fucking retards. Do you not realize that all these box red guys, they're fucking not in my league, man? No, but how many more fights? Okay, me against Kevin Luka. Punched the guy. Oh, yeah, speaking of the six power shots in half a second. Okay, but that was in the body, though. That was probably the most impressive combo in the history of the sport. But that was in the body, though. And these claws are crying, oh, but he had a body shield. He had a body shield. Hey, what about Kevin Luka? Four hooks to the head. No body shield, son. No headgear. Four hooks to the head in a split second. Type Charlie Zelenoff versus Kevin Luka from France on YouTube. Type that in. There's two angles of that victory. I hit him. Yeah, I know everybody saw the seven uppercuts. Before that, right before that, I went, ba 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 ba. It was so fast. It was, you literally got a slow-mo that shit. It's hard to count. It was like a blitz. It was so fucking quick. I hit this guy four times in the head in a split second. And right after, I followed up with seven uppercuts. Kevin Luka would put me with a junior to sleep. Yeah. These underground fighters that I'm being, southpaw self, that slick southpaw that I beat, that guy would kill me with a junior. He's 175. That motherfucker has more power than Mayweather. He's bigger than him. And he can definitely match him on speed. And he'd definitely put me with a sleep. Yeah. I beat him. I beat southpaw self on video. I went southpaw against southpaw Sill, and I hit him in the motherfucking face, man. I'm the greatest. Yeah, you fucking clowns. This fucking moron, Breezeback, or whoever the fuck this troll is that has this screen name on YouTube, Charlie ZTV, Hey, listen, I beat all the TV, not all, because a lot of ducks, but I beat a lot of TV fighters, man. Yeah, son, you got some mental issues up there, bro. You're not right up there, man. You know what I mean? I keep exposing you with footage of me beating the fuck out of heavyweight after heavyweight after heavyweight after heavyweight after heavyweight. And yet you keep on creating videos. I mean, what are you doing? What do you like? I'm embarrassing you every month with multiple victories a month against heavyweights, legit fighters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, legit fucking fighters. I'm beating, man. Southpaw Phil Jacob, you know, EFC guy. You know what I'm saying? All these guys. Would you fight them? Obviously not. I not only fought them, but I beat the fuck out of all of them. I'm the greatest of all time, you fucking clown. Yeah, man, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, man, Sugar Ray Robinson, Jack Dempsey, Joe Willis, these guys can't tie my boxing away for you dumb son of a bitch. I'm the greatest, man. I beat DeJean, I beat Wilder, I'm number one, motherfucker, 79-0. Hey, listen, you can't taint the untainted, motherfucker, and you can't dispute the undisputed, and nobody's ever defeated the undefeated. Charlie Zonoff, motherfucker. Number one, pay-for-pay. It's cemented. It's going to be cemented in boxing history on YouTube. Yeah, like me. Okay, me and mainstream boxing. We're never going to ally. We're never going to. No. How do I beat all these guys? What the fuck? I embarrassed them. I smashed Wilder. They try to twist the story like he beat me, but I beat him. I smashed Joseph Lawler. They try to like ignore it, but. Why do you think I posted so many replays of that fight? You can't ignore that kind of shit. Come on. They were silent. They're like, oh, fuck. Zonov didn't even get hit this fight. I mean, we can't talk shit. We can't say Zavala won. People got embarrassed. Joe Zavala, strong opponent. Yeah, he was a TV fighter. Most TV fighters are shit, but he was an exception. He crossed over to the underground. I mean, what? I hate the punk, but he was a big motherfucker, and he got hit with something a lot bigger and faster. That Killer Six, man, that body shot, that right body shot, a 0-26. Me and Swallow, when I hit him, boom. I hit him with the right left. No, and then he shelled up like a little bitch. And then after that, he swung at me and missed. You understand? I hit him, like, I destroyed him, he shelled up, and then he swung at me, and I made him miss three times, and then I hit him three times. Number one pound. Who? Charlie Z? That's right. Not Floyd Mayweather Jr. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a troll. There you go. There you have it. Everything I'm saying, hey, go on YouTube, man. I back everything up. And I back it up quite often. I can take fucking 4 or 5 years off if I wanted to. Are you fucking kidding me, man? All right, do the math. 2011, 13 victories. 2012, 12 victories. Beat American Giant. Household win. Let's see. 2013, 15 victories. See, 2013, there's only one video when I beat that boxer in Britain. I embarrassed him. Yeah, because most of the wins were bare knuckle. But 2014, there was a lot of videos, man. A lot. When I beat Wilder, when I beat Xavier, when I beat Kevin Wilco, when I beat Asian Musclehead, when I beat Gonzalez, when I beat that MMA guy, when I punched him and he quit. Yeah, there's a lot of videos. 2014, 2015, a lot of video. 2016, going to be a lot of video. 2017, a lot of video. Hey, I think I'm going to continue when I'm 100 now. I don't know, man. We'll see, but. You know, my wife wants me to retire. I told her I'm retired. I may retire temporarily, but I'll be back to get one-on-one, man. You know what I'm saying? I may be back to show some boxing one-on-one and get one-on-one, man. You know, because I'm the greatest, man. One-on-one boxer in the world, Charlie Zay. You know? I mean, come on. I'm too good to retire, man. I'm too fast. I'm too strong. God equipped me with all this power and speed for a reason, so I could use it and so I could, you know, crush all these motherfuckers so I could do what I'm doing right now. But for me to retire, I mean, yeah, I could retire on top and shit, but Nobody's ever going to beat me. I'm not risking defeat by continuing. Nobody can beat me, man. When I'm 40 years old, I'm still going to be knocking out fucking heavyweights if I decide, if I'm going to still be fighting at that time, if I decide to continue after I reach 100, when I'm 40 years old, right, I guarantee you, I'll get some gloves, I'll go to the gym, I'll fight a 20-year-old, 23, 24-year-old heavyweight in his prime. Me at 40, I'll put him to sleep. I'll beat his ass. I'll stop him just like I'm doing now. It's not better. I'm telling you. This power that I have, superhuman, homeboy. Power and speed, superhuman. This shit does not go away. Therefore, even though I'm going to be a father soon, yeah, I'm going to get my wife pregnant. I told her, dude. Her birthday's coming up, and I said, baby, you know, you always wanted a kid with me, well, for your birthday, before your birthday, you know, I'm saying that as a present, you know, I'm going to get a pregnant. Takes 9 months, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you all know the story. I'm going to have sex with her, and I'm going to get her pregnant, you know. I'm not going to use a condom when I have sex with my wife, and she's my wife, you know. Yeah, come on, that's what I love. You know, she loves me. You know, we're gonna make love and make kids. You know, it's normal. But anyways, and my kids, if I have a son, I'm not gonna want him to box in the underground because it's the real shit. You know what I mean? And I don't want him to be at risk. I'm the goat. You understand? I'm disrespecting my son. He's gonna be a tough kid. But you know, there's only one goat, and that's Charlie Villanoff. I have a daughter, yeah. Well, then her future boyfriends, they're all going to be put in check, and they're all going to be, they're going to be afraid of me. And they're going to be afraid of daters. They're going to be like, oh, fuck, I don't want to go to your house to meet your dad. They're going to be like, I don't want to get knocked out by the champ. Charlie Z, baby. Man, yeah, Floyd Mayweather Jr., you're a fucking delusional clown, man, and TMZ, hey, listen, TMZ. All the men that work for TMZ, why don't you clowns get in the ring with me? If you think that Deontay Wilder beat me, why don't you people get in the ring with me? And let me hit you one time. Yeah, you guys are going to have to get a new job. You're not going to be able to feature your ugly faces on TV. Because you know, I'll break your face. I'll break your whole fucking face, man. Fucking clowns, man. My wife is a supermodel, man. What the fuck? What are you clowns married to? The microphones? Bitch-ass motherfuckers, shit-talkers, man, gossipers, man. You people, you soft men that work for TMZ, you're like, seriously, you people are fucking gay, man. You people are, you're like fucking, literally, your attitude, you're like women. You just gossip and gossip and gossip and gossip. It's like fucking, you people just like talk shit. See, I'm a celebrity in boxing. I'm a world champion. No, but you people didn't treat me like it. You talk shit about me. The names you called me, hey, I beat Deontay Wilder. No matter what you say, the action was completed. Charlie Zonoff connected and won. Deontay Wilder he nearly flooded the ring when I hit him. Okay? That's fair. That speaks for itself, man. How many of you bitches got in the ring with Wilder and punched him? None of you. That's it. You're all you people. All talk. You can't sell the greatest of all time short. How come in basketball I don't see Michael Jordan getting sold short? Okay, but what I've done for boxing is much more than what Michael Jordan has done for basketball, man. What the fuck? Oh, fuck yeah. 79-0 is more impressive than all that MVP, whatever, dunking, all the free throw line dunks. Hey, punching motherfuckers 6 times in 1 second. Beating guys like Jules of Wall, beating guys like Dirk the Giant, that's more impressive than shooting a goddamn basketball into a hoop. Man. No offense to basketball, no offense to Michael Jordan, but it's a completely different sport, I know, but I'm just saying, boxing is above basketball, and I'm the best boxer in the world, therefore I'm above Michael Jordan. And I deserve, but he doesn't get sold short. I get sold short. It's not fair. You just can't do it like that. I'm the best. You got to treat the best. You got to treat it how it really is, man. That's it. I got a lovely, gorgeous, beautiful, sexy, curvy, best wife. I love her. You know, I'm going to get her pregnant very soon. I'm undefeated. My life is complete. What do you haters have? Mainstream, all you fucking... Oh, you saw the movie Training Day? All right. Remember when Denzel Washington said on the newspaper, he told the white guy, he said, you saw, whoever saw the movie, no, come on, Training Day, man. Everybody, a lot of people say that movie. He told him, newspaper, 90, it's 90% bullshit, right? No, it's 100% bullshit. I mean, when it comes to mainstream boxing, it's 100% bullshit. All bullshit. All fake. Fake, overrated, shitty fighters. I crushed Deontay Wilder in the ring. I would crush Vladimir Klitschko. That guy is not in my league. Klitschko, Mayweather, Wilder, you're all trolls. I'm the champ. I am the greatest.